Welcome back to the Grin and Barrett Show on 88.9 KETR. Tonight you're going to experience an art form from the days of yore, the live radio drama. Greenville Band, Grin and Barrett have written their own scripts and songs and have surely rehearsed themselves silly in preparation for tonight's performance. Your station proudly presents the premiere of the Grin and Barrett Show.
Thanks for tuning in to the Grin and Barrett Show, where we grin and you bear it on KETR 88.9 on the end of your radio dial. Tonight, the Grin and Barrett Show presents to you the Grin and Barrett Mystery Hour. In Ace's Game, you will follow our hero, Ace, Private Eye, on a case he didn't really mean to get involved in. Stay tuned for Ace's Game.
Private Eye. The year 1943. The place, Chicago. The setting, Jack's Palace, a local nightclub. It's 10 p.m. in the city that never sleeps. I wrapped up a case I'd been waking. Case closed. Across the way, I could see Jack's Palace starting to fill up. It had been about 2 weeks since I'd been there, so I decided to go see old Jack.
Ace, hey, it's been a while.
Is 2 weeks a while, Jack?
Always a joker, ain't you, Ace? Hey, you had your opportunity to come into business with me.
Yeah, rub it in all you want, Jack. But the deductive arts is like a good hand of poker. Yeah, keep a straight face and wait for the right person to fold.
Oh, you take too much pride in your confession. Hey, what will it be, the usual?
Jack and I used to serve on the force together. He was on his way up to Inspector when he abruptly quit and decided to open Jack's Palace. Yeah, Jack, gin straight.
Okay.
Ace, it's been too long. So where you been? I've missed your detective kicker.
Trixie Hex, a waitress at Jack's. She longed to be the headline act, but Jack wouldn't hear of it. Trixie was Jack's little cousin. He brought her up when her parents were mated, and he didn't want the wolves that came there to gawk at her like a piece of meat. Yeah, Trix, been waking on a case.
Well, that's a shame. You missed my act. Jack, let me sing on stage.
Trixie, get back to work. You're making these fine people wait for their drinks.
Oh, you're never any fun, Jack.
Ace, you should wait around till I get off work. Toodles.
Finally gave in to her, eh, Jack?
Well, you know, my headline left suddenly. And she was all I had. That is, until Rosie came into town.
Who?
Oh, Rosie Dupre. She's the new queen of the club. Ace, there's no one like her. She came in here about a week ago begging for a place to stay, so I let her rent one of the flats above the club. And then I asked if she could sing. Well, she told me she used to do some singing at church. I'd like to go to that church.
From church to a jazz club? Something tells me this girl was bad news. But the kind of news that you have no choice but to get mixed up in. I knew I was bound to get drawn into this. I could feel it in my gut. Suddenly I turned my head to the stage and there she was. There was something about her. Her walk, her face, the way she stood. Rosie Dupre, the queen of the club.
Yes, We'll be right back after these messages.
The car comes screeching into the driveway. And the woman gets out and runs into the house, shouting to her husband, "I just won the lottery. Start packing." Her husband says, "Great news. Should I pack for the beach or the mountains?" She says, "It doesn't matter. Just get out."
Do you know the difference between in-laws and outlaws?
No. What is the difference?
Outlaws are wanted.
Welcome back to the Grin and Barrett Mystery Hour, Ace's Game. Before the break, Ace had just met Rosie Dupree. Stay tuned to see what happens next.
Well, what did I tell you, Ace?
Where did she come from?
I don't know. She didn't mention it.
Trixie sure looks upset.
Trixie's family, Ace. I have to protect her.
Do you, Jack? She's a grown woman now. Jack was getting nervous. He kept looking at his watch. I assumed it was the comment I made about Trixie being grown. Well, Jack, it's getting late. Gotta wake tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll see you, Ace.
As I was leaving, I couldn't help notice Rosie looking at me. She looked worried, scared. I put on my hat and walked out the door. There was somebody coming in, so I stepped aside to be polite. But this guy wasn't normal. Was he a man or a mountain? But then again, a lot of weirdos go into Jack's palace late at night. The next day, I was in the office when a subtle knock came at the door.
Excuse me. I couldn't help noticing you at Jack's last night. I was kind of wondering if I could get some help. You see, I'm new around and I don't have much money, but I'd pay you off the best I could.
Whoa, slow down there, Miss Dupree.
Please, call me Rosie.
All right then, Rosie. Please tell me, what's going on?
Well, as I said, I left town a couple of weeks ago, you know. A girl like me, well, I wanted a fresh start in a new place, so I came here. But I left behind someone.
I see, a family member you want me to get in contact with, right?
Oh no, you see, it's my fiancé.
Rosie's no ordinary dame. I could tell she was the kind of woman that plenty of men have waited for.
Well, he's sort of an ex-fiancé. I left him when I found out some things, and he didn't like that too much. He's stalking me, and he came to the club last night.
Wait a minute. Was that big fella I bumped into last night?
His name's Craig Kingston. He's a real terrible guy. I think he's out to kill me. Well, I tried to hurry off after my act, but he saw where I lived. I told Jack who he was, and he told me to come find you. He said you were the best. Please.
Thank you, Jack. Rosie, why did you leave him?
Craig didn't love me. He never could. So, what do you say?
Rosie turned and looked at me. Those eyes, they could sure pierce a heart. And her hair, those platinum locks so strategically placed. How could you say no to that?
I'm not a bad girl, Mr. Kicker. Bad things just follow me around.
Well, I'll do it. Rosie nodded in gratification, but I still had one lingering thought in my head. As Rosie started out the door, I couldn't stop myself. Rosie, did you love him? She stopped in her tracks, turned her head slightly. I could only see her profile and a single drop of a tear rolling down that porcelain cheek. She took one deep breath and said,
"No."
Then she walked out the door. She left me high and dry. You could call me a dry ace.
You are listening to 88.9 KETR at the end of your radio dial. Please stay tuned after this.
I'll take my chances, I'll make my way just fine. Ain't looking for a handout, just want what's right in mine. There's gold in them our hills, just laying on the ground. You'll need that killer's instinct, boy, don't you mess around. And if you're gonna make your way, you'll need to know the rules. Predators smell weakness, you don't need to be a fool. your head above the waterline. Keep your nose down on the stone. Don't carry too much baggage, or you're better off alone. Don't make yourself a target, always leave yourself an out. Keep your back against the wall, make sure your shadow leaves no doubt. And if you're gonna make your way, you'll need to know the rules. Predators smell weakness, you don't need to be a fool. No time to ponder, you'll need to keep the pace. Once you taste the sweet success, you'll have that egg on your face. Stop running for the sunshine, you can't save it for the night. Do your business in high cotton, always try and do what's right. And if you're gonna make your way, you'll need to know the rules. When predators smell weakness, you don't need to be a fool. Your head out of the vice, you don't need to feel that crunch. It's just behavior in an abnormal way. There's no sense in crying, just stay the hell out of the way. And if you're gonna make your way, you'll need to know the rules. And predators smell weakness, you don't need to be a fool.
Back to our regularly scheduled program. Before the break, Rosie had just asked for Ace's help. Will Ace be torn between two women? Stay tuned to find out.
What is she doing here?
What are you doing here?
Ace, there's no way to talk to a lady. How come you didn't wait for me last night?
I had to work.
Oh, come on. Why was Miss Mysterious here? That low-down, good-for-nothing excuse of a woman. She stole my act. I bet she's hiding something.
I looked at Trixie. She was some kind of jealous. I noticed she was missing an earring. Hey, Trixie, what happened to your other earring?
What? Oh, no. These were my favorite pair. Well, I come to ask you to lunch. I'm meeting Jack, so I figured, hey, Ace has been working for a long time now. He could use some time away. Then I come down here and see him making some kind of googly eyes at the queen of the club. Well, you should know what, detective. You can just take my offer and shove it in the hole. Goodbye.
Trixie was real upset. I looked out the window just in time to see Rosie going into a flat and Trixie toddling swiftly down the sidewalk to the market. Dames, such a complicated species, but yet so alluring. decided to get some fresh air after Trixie's visit, and I'm on my way out the door when...
Hey, what's up, man? Wait a minute, I bumped into you at Jack's Palace last night, too. I don't know a lot of stuff, but I don't think that's no coincidence. Who are you?
Whoa, this guy was big. So this was Craig Kingston. I had to think up something fast. Think, Ace. Think. The name's Ace. I'm just an old school buddy of Jack's. You're new here, ain't you?
Yeah, that's right. I'm here on a small business trip, you could call it.
What kind of business you in, Craig?
Well, I should be asking you the same thing. You always pry into other people's affairs you have no business prying into?
You could say it's a hobby of mine.
Well, you take your hobby somewhere else. It ain't wanted here.
He's not going in the direction of Rosie's place. What time is it? 3 o'clock. No wonder I'm hungry. I think Rosie will be fine for the time being.
Six hours had gone by. Time flies when you're, well, you're alone.
It's 9 p.m. I guess I should head over to Jack's. Hey, it'll give me an excuse to check on Rosie.
Ace, have you seen Jack? I've been waiting and there's this guy yelling and whistling at me.
Well, I ain't waiting. If you're so scared, Miss Queenie, then move over. I'll do it.
Nah, I haven't seen... Oh, wait a minute. There he is.
Sorry, guys. I was just taking care of some business before coming in. What's Trixie doing on stage? All right, Trixie. You're done. Rosie, get up there.
I'm sorry, Jack. I was just waiting for you to get here before I got on stage.
So, Ace, what brings you here tonight?
Work, luckily.
Shh, let's listen to Rosie.
How was I tonight? Oh, don't worry. Your face says it. I was wondering if you could accompany me to my flat.
Uh-oh, Ace. Sounds like you got a date.
Oh, Jack, I need you to come too.
Well, isn't this a pleasant surprise?
Ha ha. I have last month's rent and I need to give it to you before I forget.
Well, you ain't getting them ordered yourself, Missy. I'm going too. I know how girls like you are. You ain't getting your hands on Jack or Ace.
A girl like me? Now, what exactly is that supposed to mean? That's what I thought. Touchy tonight, aren't we, Trixie? You know, it's too bad you couldn't even finish a song.
I ought
to. All right, that's enough. Let's go. Rosie rented one of the flats above the club, so it didn't take too long until we were there.
We're here. Hold on, let me get my keys out.
What is it? What's wrong? It didn't take too long to realize what the problem was. There was Craig on the ground, dead.
Seem to get what you grab for. You're feeling dejected, your life's been infected. World seems a failure, you can't find the answer. You live in a fishbowl, the water is stagnant. Life's a mess. Your streetcar's in neutral, your train's in the station, and you're stuck in traffic. What in the hell have you done to me now?
Anything. He was murdered with a club.
Murdered? But why is he in here?
Well, that's obvious. You let him in, then you club the guy to death for stalking you.
What?
Oh, I know all about it. Everyone around here does. He was your ex, wasn't he? You didn't want him, so you just offed him.
Well, Trixie was making sense. Rosie was the only one with a motive.
No, you have to believe me. Yes, he was my ex, but I didn't kill him.
Rigor mortis is already setting in. That means he died about 7 hours ago.
How? I was here at that time, but I left to run errands until tonight.
Rosie, that alibi ain't gonna cut it in court.
Ace, there's gotta be some kind of explanation. Something you're not seeing.
Something I'm not seeing. What's this? An earring.
That's not mine. I left my gold jewelry back home.
I've seen this before. Trixie, this is yours.
What? You gotta be mistaken. That's not mine.
It's the one you were missing when you were in my office today.
All right, fine. It is mine. I stole a key and was coming in hoping to find a scandal on Miss Perfect here. But I couldn't find anything. She must be keeping her secrets locked up real tight. But I didn't kill him. There was no one here.
Wait a minute. He's all sweaty and what's this, a hand of cards? It looks like he was playing poker with his killer before he died. Hey, Jack, what were you doing before you came in tonight?
What? Ace, am I suspected as well? Oh, come on. I was taking a shower. After running errands and stuff, I was all sweaty and I just wanted to get cleaned up for the palace.
Jack, the palace is a bar. Since when do you get cleaned up to go to a bar? I had three suspects and only one with a motive. But Rosie is so small and Craig was so big. What am I missing? This poker hand is still bothering me. Wow, he was only one away from a royal flush. There's the 10, the ace, the king, the queen. He's only missing a jack. A jack?
We interrupt this program to bring you CYA Insurance.
Still in a body cast at the hospital, a man was telling his visitors how he happened to wind up in such a predicament. Well, I took my wife car shopping, but after a day of exhausting every car imaginable, I asked her what she really was looking for, and she said, I want something that goes from 0 to 206 seconds flat. So, I bought her a bathroom scale. Men, do you have enough insurance? Make sure you're covered with CYA Insurance for men who live life dangerously.
Welcome back. You have been listening to Ace's Game. Ace is just about to reveal our killer. Stay tuned to the conclusion, Ace's Game.
Ace, I'm right here.
No, look at the cards, Jack. You're missing. We're all here. Rosie, tell me, what did Craig do for a living?
Well, he was a loan shark.
A loan shark, huh? Jack, why is this man sweaty? I'll tell you why. He had chased someone right before he was killed. He was trying to get his money. But it looks like his killer got to him first. He wasn't killed 7 hours ago, more like 1.5.
But rigor mortis is already setting in. Ace, you said so yourself. It takes at least 6 to 7 hours for it to start. It's impossible.
When you have eliminated the impossible, whatever remains, however improbable, must be the truth. You used to be on the force with me, and you know that you can alter rigor mortis and speed up the effects if that person had exerted a lot of energy before he died. Jack, what is it you're not telling us?
All right, I did it. I owed him money. He came to collect, but I didn't have it all yet. When Rosie told me he was her ex, I got the idea to frame her. I just couldn't deal with it anymore. He chased me around, and then I finally challenged him to a game of poker. But before we could finish, I hit him on the head with that club. It's the only thing I could do, Ace. You gotta believe me. It's all I could do.
It's 12 p.m. in the city that never sleeps. I had just solved a case involving a royal flush. Case closed.
You have just listened to Ace's Game. We would like to thank you for joining us today and hope you enjoyed Grin and Barrett's Mystery Hour. Thank you and have a great day.
Tonight's cast included Mike Harmon as the announcer, Gary Herbst as Jack, Brad Bergen as Craig Kingston, Kathy Harmon as Trixie Decca, Amanda Gish as Rosie Dupree, and Dave Warden as Ace Private Eye. Join us next time for another exciting episode of the Grin and Barrett Show, KETR 88.9.
You've been listening to The Grin and Barrett Show on your station. This has been a production of KETR-FM, a commercial-free broadcast service of Texas A&M University Commerce. 88.9 KETR is listener-supported public radio for Northeast Texas. Pledge your support for this station at KETR.org. The executive producer of this program was Matt Minky. Production assistance provided by Kevin Jeffries and Matt Maliaros. Thanks for listening to The Grin and Barrett Show on KETR.